Human Functioning in the Intermittent Physical Reality, part of the Intermittent Physical Reality series, written by Z. Charnot, February the 4th, 2006. Heading: Human Evolution in an Intermittent Reality. The human species inhabits an intermittent physical reality. The human species evolves and has evolved in such an intermittent physical reality. Heading: Unidentified Human Senses. One of the aspects of evolution of the human species lies in the domain of senses. Human senses tend to emphasize surfaces. More particularly, the senses are not even fully identified. All members of the human species collectively have as many as 20 differences. See Roger Westcott, The Divine Animal, page 151. Not all members of the human species have all 20 of the identified senses. There are as many as 23 senses in the animal world, taken as a whole. Heading: The sensing of surfaces is dominant in the human species. The sense of sight is committed to a spectrum of light which reflects from surfaces. The sense of hearing detects the compression and expansion of air generated by the motion of surfaces and reflected from surfaces. Touch and texture scans the features of surfaces at a certain scale. Heading: The dominance of sensing surfaces creates some illusions and some blindness. This emphasis upon surfaces by the dominant human senses creates an illusion, a kind of blindness and deafness to certain frequencies of light, sound, texture, or vibration. We navigate in an environment dependent upon this blindness and deafness to certain frequencies of light, sound, texture, and vibration. Heading: The senses augmented. We augment the senses with microscopes and with telescopes. However, only a few members of human society are equipped, trained, and sufficiently knowledgeable to use these technical augmentations. Heading: A narrow spectrum of human society accesses augmentation. That means that much of human society is dependent upon the specialists who are equipped, trained, and knowledgeable in the use of these technical augmentations of the senses. The realms of the microscope and the telescope, or the astronomical, is reported by those who specialize in those particular explorations. Heading: We add knowing to sensing to derive perception. Superstition results from too few knowing we inhabit an intermittent physical reality. It is only in the last century that we have learned that the reality we inhabit is intermittent. Very few members of the human species know this, and even fewer have begun to strategically organize human education and social policy in terms of this knowledge. That means, for the greater part, humanity on Earth conducts themselves superstitiously. Heading: The Frontier of Human Culture. It is a frontier of human culture to learn about and to establish policies and a culture which acknowledges the intermittent reality. Even the specialists who explore this frontier are only beginning to formulate some of the inferences and some of the implications which follow from the intermittent nature of physical reality. Heading: Underlying Connectedness. The underlying connectedness of the intermittent reality is rarely acknowledged and seldom honored by the few frontier physicists who explore its realm. Heading: Needed Ethics and Morality of Knowledge Claims. We are quite distant from a culture which has gained a set of ethics, much less a morality, which responds to the significance of our intermittent reality. And there is one footnote. Roger Westcott, The Divine Animal, page 151. Funk and Wagnall, 1969.